Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May 8th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, generally speaking, it was a pretty positive one for most of the indices we follow on the video. Crude led the way to the upside after moving to new 52-week lows, rebounded notably, and we'll talk about that action on the chart, was up over 4%. We saw most U.S. equity indexes up over 1.5%, actually up over 1.6%, even saw international up almost 1.5%, with EFA, EEM both up over 1% there. AGG and gold were the only things in negative territory, but we'll touch on gold briefly there as well, because we did see a lot of chart action occur. We also saw many of the U.S. equity indexes reverse back into a column of X's, and we saw the NASDAQ composite rally up to that 12,200 level, now forming a potential spread quintuple or just possible spread quadruple top, depending on how you look at it there. But notable breakout if we see a move above 12,200. Many U.S. equity indexes again saw their rally back into a column of X's on their chart, and we also saw a notable rally out of crude oil, fell to 64. We saw it rally up to 71 following Friday's action there, but doesn't really change the chart too much. This is really a move out of oversold territory, not extremely oversold territory, but it was pretty oversold territory after making a new 52-week low for crude oil, but not too much change on the technical picture there. For gold, after reaching or matching its prior all-time high here at 2080, reversed down into O's, really shedding notably action with Friday down to 2010. Although in many ways that's pretty healthy chart action, and it still maintains the buy signal. So that and the fact that, you know, we did see a pretty significant rally out of crude, but it still maintains a sell signal, worth keeping in mind there. Again, maybe not something we look to react just yet on, but with gold, it pulls it back. It still remains in what we would call actionable territory, but we still might sit tight here for the moment just to see how this action, you know, how it may begin this week and how that action may transpire for versus back into X is then a little bit of a different story as we put in a higher bottom here, possible at 2010. So we keep an eye out for that action, a potential higher bottom there on the chart of gold, or whether it falls to test support. We wanted to briefly touch this morning on some of the stocks that we saw action with out of last week to begin the month of May. Apple, after reporting earnings, after saw a notable breakout here at 168, rallied up to 170 as well. We then saw it continue higher with Friday's action up to 174, now just one box below its prior August 22 rally high at 176 there. Additional resistance there at 178 also from the rally high that we saw in April and the latter part of March last year. A move to 180 would be a new 52-week high for Apple, so that's the levels we'll keep an eye on from here. Keep an eye on support there at 160 as well as 156. Would hit pause on taking any type of action on Apple, at least at this level, as it is a little overbought on its weekly overbought oversold reading. Another positive technical picture that we see and had saw some action last week was Merck, MRK. It's 4 for 5 or ranks 6 out of 42 in that drug sector matrix. It's really shown positive action since for really the past 6 months. Continued to move to an all-time high here recently, up to 118 there on its chart. So, and has maintained a buy signal since October of last year. So Merck still maintains actionable, although maybe just if it moves above that 120 level, might hit pause there, but still actionable here, and even possibly on a pullback here to 112, which would be fairly healthy chart action for Merck. Next chart we'll take a look at is going to be Salesforce, possibly one that we've not talked about too much within the Dow, as others have gotten a lot of the attention. But CRM holds a 3 for 5 or ranks within the top quartile, or actually top quintile, of that software sector matrix. It's maintained a buy signal since March. I've seen some sideways action out of it here recently after it hit resistance at 200. But we want to see maybe possibly if it's able to give a third consecutive buy signal here, if it's able to rally above 200. Move above 204 would be a new 52-week high for the stock there as well. And it actually remains in actionable territory. So Salesforce is one to keep an eye on, but bear in mind, it does have earnings on the 29th. It is one of the few that is yet to report earnings within the Dow. Boeing is one we would keep an eye on as it rallied down to test support here at 194. Did rally along with the broader market on Friday, but we need to see it move above 200 for a reversal back into X. This still maintains a buy signal technically, but has formed nice support here at 194. Move to 192 would break that support and also break a triple bottom. So we keep an eye for 192 on a Boeing or a possible reversal to 200 there, which would be a point of an action point on a reversal back into X's for Boeing. One that we would also monitor is going to be JP Morgan, been in the news a lot, still maintains a 3 for 5, did return to a sell signal last week, breaking a double bottom at 132, and also testing that support line there at 130, but we also see some nice support here at 124. So would be one to monitor pretty closely. And move below 128 would break the support line. And from here as well, move above 146 would actually be a new 52-week high for the stock. So price levels to keep an eye on for JP Morgan. The last one we'll talk about is going to be the only Dow stock we see this week with earnings upcoming, and that's going to be the Walt Disney Company. It's a 2 for 5 or lowest attribute of the ones we've seen on the video here or that we've talked about. Has seen some positive, somewhat positive action over the past month, still maintains buy signal, reverse back into a broader, into a column of X's along with the broader market. Move above 104 would bring it up to a level we haven't seen since the latter part of February. But again, need to see quite a bit of improvement out of Disney's technical picture before we would possibly look to consider it. But did just want to briefly talk about it, as it is the only Dow stock that we see having earnings this week, that upcoming on Wednesday, May the 10th. But if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.